Good morning, everyone. My name is Ruth. I'm on community here. I'm reading someone's prayers today. These were written by Rich. He's not feeling very well, but they are all his words. So good morning and welcome. Welcome to you all here in the chapel and those of you listening a little later on online. We'll be continuing our journey through the book of Exodus this morning, and the reading will be taken from Exodus 19, starting at verse 14. A prayer to begin. Father God, we thank you for the beautiful birdsong of this new morning. Help us that we may join in the chorus with all of your creation to praise and worship you this day. So, Father, what we do not know, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, kindly make us for your Son's sake. Amen. So, Exodus 19 is in page 76 of your Bible in front of you, and we're starting at verse 14. After Moses had gone down the mountain to the people, he consecrated them and washed their clothes. Then he said to the people, "Prepare yourselves for the third day. Abstain from sexual relations." On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. As the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. So Moses went up, and the Lord said to him, "Go down and warn the people, so they do not force their way through to see the Lord, and many of them perish. Even the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves, or the Lord will break out against them." Moses said to the Lord, "The people cannot come up Mount Sinai, because you yourself warned us. Put limits around the mountain and set it apart as holy." The Lord replied, "Go down and bring Aaron up with you. But the priests and the people must not force their way through to come up to the Lord, or he will break out against them." So Moses went down to the people and told them. So the setting of the scene for the giving of the Ten Commandments. Quite something. God descends on Mount Sinai with a terrifying display of awesome power and majesty. The holy presence of God onto the mountain, being preceded by his instruction to Moses to consecrate the people. A cleansing and purifying act in order for a sinful people to approach a holy God. But even still, having called Moses to the top of the mountain once more, this time to instruct Moses to set strict boundaries around the foot of the mountain and to warn the people not even to touch the mountain, let alone force their way to gaze upon him. God again emphasizing the need for a mediator between sinful humanity and a perfectly holy creator. So Moses, chosen by God as a mediator in what we now know to be the Old Covenant, yet in utter contrast, we believers today have been called into a new covenant, or better word. Because as we learn in Hebrews, coincidentally, for a group that you are here with us this week, not dismissing Hugh and Lisa's birders, of course, the author of this letter contrasts the terror of the unapproachable Mount Sinai, the old, with the grace and accessibility of Mount Zion, the new. Hebrews 12:18-24 says, "You have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire, to darkness and gloom and storm, to a trumpet blast or such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further word would be spoken to them. because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, "I am trembling with fear, but you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of righteousness made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel." Jesus, the mediator of this new covenant of grace, and to the sprinkled blood, a better word than the blood of Abel. Abel's blood cried out for justice and retribution, but the blood of Jesus shed on the cross speaks of forgiveness and reconciliation. So we spend a short time of quiet together, assured that through Jesus we have a mediator by whom we can draw near to God with reverence and in awe. Knowing that our God is a God of grace, shall we say the words of the grace together this morning? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Rich has chosen a song for us for the end of prayers this morning, after which breakfast will be served downstairs. Thank you.